Coming up today, we're talking Target celebrations, your love letters, and consultant shout-outs.
We're also discussing how to manage your anxiety when life is throwing up so many uncertainties.
We mentioned broccoli crisps and hula hooping.
Virtual groups and play your cards right.
And why Claire is crazy for banana peels right now.
Oh yeah, and we've a few people watching us record this one. Eek, it's time for our very first live listener's questions. So, Anna, the first question I have on my list for you is, has Daisy got her clothes on?
She is in bed, asleep, and she has got some clothes on. She has basically been naked for the last 4 weeks, wearing the house like a feral child. So, yeah. I can positively report she is asleep, holding a ball about that big and looking absolutely hammered. But yes, she's in the room next door.
Oh my goodness. And the other thing that you were saying, because I joined on your virtual group, you as a consultant you run, and you'd said that you'd done 3 days of exercise in a row. So I've got to ask, have you done day four?
Make that four. Yeah, if you haven't read it already, there was an amazing article. There is an amazing article, the Unsporty Person's Guide to Getting Fit on the website. And as someone who is not a fan of exercise, I just read it and it like did something to me. And I've exercised 4 days in a row the last if I was sick. That's
wow.
How different it is in my house. So yes, no, I did my fourth day today. I'm going to make it five. I may have a rest day because I hear that's like what athletes do. I'm thinking maybe like a rest day.
Oh my goodness. Well, and then the other thing, we were obviously talking because last week was Easter. I talked about I'd kind of allocated my sins for an entire Easter egg. Did you have an Easter egg and did you have it like a boat?
So the Slimming World Pudding Queen, like she, I don't know, is she on here? Because she often sends us lovely messages. I don't know if she's on here, but she makes like boats out of Easter eggs. And I was going to do it as wrap-free yogurt and fresh fruit. And then some of my members laughed at me. So I just ate the Easter egg, all 42 sins of it, and enjoyed it. So no boat was consumed. That Let's go, I found that, didn't I?
Yeah.
The thing I need to talk to you about, more importantly, is banana peels, sweetheart. You've gone mad for them.
Banana peel. Who'd have thought it, right? So this is something that Matt told me about when we first got together and I scoffed at him and I laughed. Basically, you can make amazing meals using the banana peel. Not just the bit on the inside, but the actual peel. This week I've had meatless meatballs. We've done barbecue pulled peel. And then what else did we do? Like bacon style banana peel. So it had maple syrup and soy sauce and it was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, it was. And then if you let it cool after you've kind of fried it a bit, like in fry light, obviously, then it goes crispy. It was unbelievable. I was like, what? Honestly, it tasted so good. And normally the bits that you would slip on or you'd throw in the bin, actually, you can eat them.
So how do you cook it? Do you like boil it and then fry it?
No, you literally leave it in the fridge. Some of them you need to have it really ripe. Some of them they need to be like not ripe. And then, yeah, you just like literally you can just chop it up like the pulled pork. You just chop it
right
up and...
I'm going to try it.
Honestly.
I'm going to try it. I'm getting
my
that
mind
desperate.
Was blown. So.
Right. Well, there's one to the list. Anybody else fancy a fried banana like bacon?
Yeah.
No, look. Yeah. Lynn's nodding. I'm with you, Lynn. You've also been reading an incredible book that you've sent me a copy of that I'm waiting to come that's, like, blown your mind, hasn't it?
For the people who are here watching this with us on Zoom, this book has blown my mind as well. Atomic Habits by James Clear. You know, we were talking last week, we did the episode about myths around target weight, busting those myths and changing the mindset. And I'd said to you, I kind of think I'm still hitting a wall, that I'm thinking about this as a diet, not as a lifestyle. And then I had this book on the side and I started reading it that night after we recorded it. And I was like, oh my God, we could have re-recorded this episode and I could have been quoting bits out of this for you. I mean, it was just unbelievable the way it made me really change about not being, not everything about a goal, but kind of a system instead, like not always thinking about the aiming for the goal, but like enjoying the journey. That stuff that we talked about before. But yeah, it totally blew my mind. I mean, I've been writing, I've actually, even in here, if I find it somewhere, been putting little post-it notes and everything in. You know, I love a geeking journal. But one of the things, you know, I put here is changing the things I say. So the goal is not to lose weight. It is to become a happy, healthy weight whilst enjoying a varied and active lifestyle. I regularly enjoy fueling my body with nutritional food. It enables me to maintain a happy, healthy weight. And then even just saying, rather than saying I will be target member in 2020, just saying I am a happy and healthy weight. And once you keep saying that, you kind of start to change your mindset about who you are, what you do, what your identity is. So, yeah, it's really easy to kind of consume. I mean, I've been reading so many books, but I thought we know that so many people listen to this podcast are in that last dart to target, or perhaps there's a few of us who, this isn't our first time doing Slimming World. We've done it a few times and we're kind of thinking, well, what can we do this time to make sure that it really sticks? Mm. I think this kind of helps with just understanding the mindset around it.
It's like when we did Every Mind Matters, that just that speak and you're kind of like, the same with the chimp paradox, that inner kind of self-speak and how it can be so detrimental, can't it, trying to move forward and lose weight. So I'm really excited to get my copy when it comes through. She did send me a message, she said, do you read? And I think she meant, do you like reading? I was like, no, wait, I can read. But I'm very excited to get the book. Thanks, Chicken. Another thing I saw, was it on your Instagram today, was a skipping rope.
Yeah.
And some yoga.
Absolutely. So I've been doing yoga pretty much every day. Did 60 minutes today. That's been really nice to like kind of clear the mind. You know, we're all kind of like in this pendulum. I think I talked about in previous episodes where one minute you're kind of okay and the next minute you're like, oh, what am I doing? And the skipping rope, well, I needed to kind of do something that was a bit more cardio. I tried doing a bit of running, but it wasn't really for me. So the skipping rope, I've loaned it from my gym that I go to because he's just giving out equipment so that we've all got something to do at home. And then I've just been doing this workout where you do 20 seconds skipping, have 10 seconds rest, and then you do 20 seconds of like squats or jumping jacks or high knees or something. So it just ends up being a HIIT workout and you just alternate what you do in between the skipping. And it just gets my heart rate up. I can do it in the back garden. And it just keeps me moving. So yeah, it's all good. And then definitely that endorphin thing kicks in because you do feel better. You feel like you're taking control, which we're obviously going to talk a little bit more. Anxiety is kind of one of the top words, I think, that people have been emailing us about this week.
Yes, we've had lots about it, haven't we? We really have. And I think I'm seeing it happen a lot on my Slimming World groups, the anxiety that people are feeling, and also people like non-Slimming World who, you know, are out there feeling that anxiety because we've never lived through a situation like this, have we? Mm-hmm. Really haven't.
So just looking through, we've obviously got lots of people who are joining us. So if you're listening to this and you weren't part of the Zoom call, we did the shout out last week where we invited 100 people to come and join us and watch us. So no pressure, but me and Anna are currently under the eagle eyes of many, many listeners who are all wearing leopard print. And it's unbelievable. We've got people dressed as tigers, leopards, some of the posh dressers. People have done their hair, they've done their makeup. I mean, shoes, exactly. So it's really great. So we're going to kind of hear from some of those as we go through, but also run through a lot of just everybody's like kind of questions and comments. A reminder, actually, we should probably say now, ways that you can get in contact with us. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, then we do ask you to subscribe or follow to make sure that you get that new notification that there's a new episode every Monday. And you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Insta. We are at Slimming World Podcast. People here talking about they're doing the walk home on YouTube. They're doing Joe Wicks. They're doing yoga, couch to 5K, running but terrible at yoga, Jesse says. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, just all these people. I mean, the amount of mammals that you see out on the streets. You know what I mean by a mammal?
Well, I'm not allowed out of the house, am I? Because I'm in the shielded group.
Sorry.
So I haven't been for a walk. I haven't been to the supermarket. I can go to the end of the drive to put the bins out, and that's as exciting as my life gets.
Sorry
about
that.
Every time it's Tuesday, I'm like there for 15 minutes, just like stroking the bin. It's fresh air. I haven't seen any mammals, thanks, sir.
Okay, well, a mammal is a middle-aged man in Lycra, and it seems to me that there are lots more of those out on the road than we've ever seen before. I just want to point out that Billy has just covered his face there. Billy's watching. He's lost an incredible 3 stone. He sent us his before and after pictures. Billy just covered his face. Does that mean that you are a mammal? No, he's not a mammal. Oh, but he's just he just face planted. Maybe embarrassed on their behalf. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
There's no need, is there?
No. Right, let's crack on.
Yes.
Okay, we have lots to talk about. The first thing we would like to do is we have created a space on our listeners' question episode for Target shout-outs, Target celebrations, because we recognise what some of you are saying is that sometimes when you go to group, you don't always, you know, once you've kind of reached the end of the journey, you might kind of not get as much, I don't know, support or love is what you're telling us. So we wanted to make sure that you do. And so many of us are working towards this mythical, magical place that we talked about in the last episode. And we wanted to just make sure you got a whoop, whoop.
Claire, can I just say one thing before I do our Target shout outs? And this is to any Target members who are listening or in this Zoom call. As a consultant, if you're at Target and you feel like you're not getting the love, you're not getting that kind of shout out in group, please let your consultant know, because for a lot of us, we're looking at you Target members thinking you're sailing, you're feeling good, you're loving life. If you're not, please communicate with us, because the worst thing I would feel is that any of my Target members are sat in my group not feeling the love, not feeling the support or anything like that. So I just wanted to pop that.
Who have we got on a Target shout out list? Anna, you got the piece of paper?
I have got the piece of paper. We have got Amy, who I'm a Target member, having lost an incredible 5.5 stone. Incredible.
Yes. Amy is on the call somewhere today as well. So she gets a special love and well done and thank you. I can't see where you are. If you're
Amy,
here.
Amy, where are you?
She's not there. Who else have we got? We've also got Claire, the sea princess, who emailed us, Target member after losing 4.5 stone. She loves a group in the Wirral and says the podcasts are informative, friendly, and most of all, a laugh. No pressure, Anna, but you've got to be funny occasionally.
Oh, God. We've got Shireen. Have I said that name right there?
Shireen is definitely on the call today.
Oh,
I know.
Shireen was the lady in the blanket.
She sent us Target photos via email. She reached Target in December 2019, losing 4.5 stone, dropping from a size 16 to a 10/8. Unbelievable. Where are you, Shireen? I'm sure I just saw you. Shireen, so how are you? You're on the call. I mean, you're an absolute kind of sporty lover anyway, but your body magic pictures are unreal. Tell us, what's your secret?
Consistency and being really disciplined.
Okay.
I follow the plan and I absolutely love it. It just fits in with my life and the body magic just works with it. I love it.
Because you've you've been playing hockey. I mean, what are you kind of doing that's different now for your body magic?
Yeah, my recovery time is just less, so I'm able to push myself harder. And I really work hard, so I'm like jumping higher, I'm running faster. And I'm doing exactly the same things I did before. I'm just doing them better and I feel better in myself. And it's just been life-changing.
And so you're at Target. Just talk to us about where is your mind at in kind of using the Slim for Life book and how your kind of your year one plan.
Yeah, I think this is my hardest. My journey started when I feel that I got to Target. Now it is being savvy with my sins and just really trying to focus on maintaining where I am and going up a couple of pounds a week and then going down a couple, but just really getting to grips with my new body. And because I have made such a significant loss, my shape is different. The way I look at myself is so different. The way people see me, and the encouragement I'm getting from my consultant and my group is just magical. And I think lots of people are saying, it's really good that you're still coming. Thank you for still coming. And I'm like, I'm working just as hard as you are at staying at Target. This is the hardest journey, I think.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. Yeah. I think your energy is amazing. I love it. And that southern accent as well.
Oh,
I'm happy to hear one. Oh, you've done brilliantly. I love it.
I place Leon C in Essex. So
no, woohoo.
I think when people ask me, how did you do it? And I'm like, I work really, really hard. If it's not the food, it's the body magic. And it's I don't have cheat days. Every day I'm on plan. And I just factor into my life that, okay, today I'm going to have a glass of wine. But next week, I'm going to not need one. And my entire life is completely changed for the better because of this weight loss.
Wow.
But I ran a marathon being 5 stone heavier nearly, and it hurt. And I could do it so much better now, but I won't.
Oh, bless you. My kind of girl there.
Well, look, many congratulations, Shireen. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's amazing to hear from you. And there's so many people here who are like nodding and clapping and cheering you on. That's exactly like so many of us, whilst, we're not getting our kind of real group hits, the virtual groups, hearing these stories are really, it's what spurs us on. That totally inspires me.
Oh, thank you. I absolutely love it. It's just every day I'm on plan. And if I haven't got the plan, if I'm not following the plan, then I feel a little bit like, what am I doing with myself? Mm. It's the plan. It's so embedded in life. And this time it's working. This is my second time round and it's working this time because it's mentally embedded in me. I enjoy it. I love the community of the group, especially in these trying times. These are unprecedented times and tuning into my Zoom group. It's an hour of absolute delight. I love it.
Beautiful to hear from you.
There's also somebody. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. There's somebody else who's on the call who I just want to see. There's Danielle, but I know there's a few Danielles. That was one of the things that we realised. This Danielle. Yeah. I think there were like 3 or 4 Danielles that were meant to be on this call. This Danielle sent us a message saying, I've been a Target member 3 times over the last few years and I've now been at Target since February. Which Danielle are you? Just give us a wave if you are actually on here or you can unmute yourself.
Here she is, Danielle Lane. Hello.
Danielle. So there, I've unmuted you, Danielle. Hello, and thank you so much for email. And firstly, a massive congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
So one of the things you said was that the podcast was kind of helping you stay on track. What's it been like for those like final few months to get to Target? For those of us who've never got to this place, just talk to us about what your last few months were like.
The last few months were really hard, similar to you, I think, a little bit, that I didn't really change much in the last 7 months. And it was really frustrating. I'd get to like 1.5 pounds away from my target, but then I never actually got there. So I did decide to drop it by raise my target by three pounds. But since then, it's been brilliant because I don't feel like I'm beating myself up all the time. Where I wanted to be clothes wise and in the jeans I was in and everything else. So I think I sort of stopped pressurizing myself to do that. So it's been really good. I feel chuffed. I felt a bit of a cheat to start with that I'd raised it and then got a big cheer for getting to Target. But yeah, it's definitely worked for me. And also the podcast for me has helped me realize what group actually is. I've been going for years and I'd sort of stay sometimes and not others. But it's actually the podcast kind of gives me more of an insight to things of I want to ask questions to, but I don't really want to always ask in group. Like your sort of insightful going into the why we have the extra healthy extra A and what the like the science behind it, that really helped me. But it helped also for me to stay to group to actually get the real benefits of group. So yeah, so it's helped me a lot. Thank you.
Aww. Oh, I love that. You know what I'd always say to anyone? Always ask the question in group, because do you know what? As consultants, we've probably, personally, I've asked every stupid question there was to be asked. And Helen is a member of my group and so is Claire. And they will tell you the rubbish that pours out of my mouth. Never, ever be surprised to ask a question or worry that someone's going to judge you, because we'd rather you asked and we got you an explanation, because probably four or five other people sat in the room that have got the same question, but again, don't want to ask it. So ask away, my darling. But
I think I like ask too many questions and I get a bit conscious. That's where I kind of stop, because I think other people need a chance to.
I'm sure the people who I could see shaking their heads are probably consultants who are on this call right now and probably saying, always ask us. That's our job.
Yeah, and that's what we want. The thing I want for any of my members is to come out of group going, right, that's been answered, that's been answered. I'm so glad, I'm sure of that. Or, you know, they drop a message on the Facebook group, always ask, please. Danielle, that's my ask of you. Ask away if you've ever got a question, Chip.
And I meant what I said about your podcast last week about Target. Really hit home. Everything you said really made sense.
Good.
I'll be with you one day, Danielle.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, somebody, and it was interesting about the Target episode, because it hit home for a lot of people, even though they're not at Target yet. Alison dropped us an Instagram comment saying that it was actually quite reassuring to hear that other people struggle sometimes to reach their target. And the fact that I was kind of almost outing myself for not getting to Target in 8 years. And she said for her, it's been almost 6 years, and thought she was the only one. You know.
And you know, something that lovely Danielle just said, you know, like I feel like I cheated because I raised my target. What you got to remember about Target is it's yours to choose. I've been at Target, I think it's 10 times now, because I've changed them all the time. And the first number I ever walked in and put down in my book has changed so many times. So you've never cheated. You've just achieved what you wanted to achieve. So I think you're fantastic. So good on you.
Someone who I know is also on the call, and I'm springing this on her, is Aisling in Dublin. Are you there, Aisling? Can I just, oh no, sorry, I've just muted you. I had to laugh when you send your message, and I know,
oh my God,
it's so mean, but you feel my pain about never getting to Target, don't you? Do you want to explain what you put in your message to us?
It made me laugh. Oh my God. Okay, I can't believe you're doing this to me. So basically, I've been a member in Slimming World here in Dublin for probably 5 years now. And I've got to Target twice. But every time I've got to Target, I'm so delighted, cheering, happy, yay! And only a couple of weeks later, find out I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, that happened to me! I was at Target 12 minutes! I was like, how did this happen? I didn't have time to enjoy it!
But you know, the worst part is now I am killing myself. As of Thursday, I'm 3 pounds away from Target.
Oh, come on! You're there. So yeah, is there going to be baby number three?
Do I? Because look what happened last time.
Yeah, exactly.
They hurt their dreams, yeah. Are you excited about getting to Target, the new Target, or are you going to stay 3 pounds away just so there's no more babies? What are you thinking?
No, I'm going to go for the course, I am, but I'm finding it so hard now, third time round, to get the last couple of pounds. It's really hard. And I was actually finding, I don't know if anyone else finds this as well, but it's almost like the more I exercise coming up to the end, like I can just stay at the same weight no matter what for weeks on end. But yeah, like I just kind of felt like the last couple of weeks I was joining, you know, like classes that I really wanted to join, like doing boogie bounce and all that kind of stuff, and literally no weight coming off at all. Like felt so much better, like delighted with everything, but just nothing coming off. Whereas before, like, if I had put an effort in, Do you know what I mean?
It's so different. I think once you've had children, I think I know that my body's totally different. But also I think the last bit of Target, what I found the last time I hit Target when I got pregnant, was that the final 5 pounds, I just had to work my food so hard. I had to really make sure the protein was in, really make sure there was all that speed food in, and really kind of deconstruct it. And that's how I finally got there. But it did feel like a real
you
slog at the end.
You could do this. You could do
Come
it, Ashleen.
Come on. Thank you.
We believe in you.
What's this one called?
This is Amelia.
Hello, Amelia. Beautiful to meet you.
For those people who listen to the podcast, you know, there's lots of us waving at a tiny person on the screen. That's how Zooming goes. So the other thing we did was on Instagram, we put some little posts. We try and just put a few kind of positive quotes and nice pictures and things like that. Just anything that we think of that might kind of inspire you. And we put a question out a couple of weeks ago saying, what could we do right now to support you? And loads of you sent in a bunch of thoughts and ideas, which we've kind of thrown into the mix, and we're kind of working out what we do over the next month, which is really helpful. Mindy actually sent us a request for something that was that would add loads of positivity. So on our listeners' questions, we created a love letters section on the listeners' question episode. I feel like we should have some romantic music but we can't afford the copyright.
I
don't want Anna to sing, please. Lord,
no. You know, we've got a rap to finish. Do you not remember the last listeners' questions, or was it the one before?
The rap. I mean, that.
Did you edit it
that
out?
That died a death. No, it went out, okay. But nobody sent us an alternative ending. I was quite disappointed. Anyway, stay our message. Love letters. Lainey sent us a message saying, can't believe I've only just found you. Loving going through all your podcasts in lockdown. I'm a lapsed Target member who's been struggling to lose 2 stone to get back to Target. Have a fab group in Harpenden and we're Zooming every week. I actually met the love of my life at club and hope to one day have a Slimming World wedding. Oh my goodness.
I could
goodness.
Sing. I mean, if you're listening, I'd be up for it. Imagine, I really would. Yeah.
Let's go and get, we need to get one of those things that priests have, and then we could go and marry Lainey.
Oh my God, Lainey, can we marry you? Oh my, what's it called? It's when you become a, someone send us what it's called on the messages. What's it called? Not, an officiant. Is it an officiant? A celebrant. Yes. Oh my God, it's another string to our bow. Weddings, like Claire and Anna.
Absolutely.
Love it.
We only marry Slimming World members.
Oh my God. Another person that sent us a little love letter, wasn't it? Was it lovely? Danielle, was it working in Trafford? The thing that is keeping me going right now is my routine. I've lost 36 pounds in 14 weeks. That's 2 stone 8. How incredible is that?
Incredible. Amazing.
Love that.
Amy tagged us on Insta saying she's using her Divina DVDs to stay on track. In 2 years, she's shed 5.5 stone. She's en route to her 6 stone award. Ooh, and sends us a thank you for helping keep her motivated and some amazing before and after pictures. Izzy as well. Izzy in Jersey. Okay, here we go. It's a bit of a long one. I stumbled across your podcast on Friday as I've been looking for a way to feel connected while working from home, and your energy and enthusiasm had me hooked from the very first episode. There have been many, many moments so far that have resonated with me and made me feel less alone as I'm trying to change habits and lifestyle to be the best version of myself possible. Love that sentence, by the way. I'm currently partway through episode 12, Know Your Why, and just had to pause the podcast to send you an email. The moment that made me want to write to you is when Anna started talking about the vain motivation of wanting to like the look of her body and feel good about how she looked, as well as wanting to be able to go into any shop and buy anything. Having been overweight my whole life, this is one of my goals. Some people say you should be happy with and love your body the way it is before embarking on a weight loss journey, but hearing Anna being honest about it being a goal for her has given me comfort and validation in my own goals and motivations, so thank you. Do you remember saying that, Anna?
I don't remember what I said about 12 minutes ago. But do you know what? Oh, bless her. But I do you know what? I really, when she's just said that, that overwhelming feeling of wanting to go to any shop. Like, as a, and there's loads of, the majority of you on here are women, and you'll know that feeling that you just want to go and buy something you really want to wear, not a tent that fits or leggings that don't hurt. And I just remember that being such an overwhelming feeling, and not wanting to feel sick when I looked in the mirror at my body. So, yeah. Oh, I'm glad that helped.
Wendy dropped us an email, and she said that she's managed to keep food optimizing even though she's felt really quite lonely and quite low, and she's felt like we've kind of been her friends in these lonely times. Whenever she's needed a pep talk, put her headphones in and listen to us. She'd love to hear her name by the time she's caught up on all the episodes. It will make her day. So that day may not be tomorrow, Wendy, but it could be in the future. But clearly we hope that this day will be made by us mentioning your name and send us a message to say that we know that you've caught up and you've listened. So happy day, Wendy.
Can I
know you're going to like this next one, aren't you?
Well, yeah, there's two next ones that I feel that I need to share because they're so epic. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. The first one is to Helen and Sean that sent us a picture of broccoli crisps.
Shane. Yes.
Right, so I'm the dyslexic and she's written all this stuff down and I can't even read my own name, which is Anna. I thought it was Sean. Do apologise, Shane. When she asked if I could read that book, she really was being serious. Broccoli crisps, thank you so much. I need to get Daisy on them. She'll be really happy. Another one was from, luckily her name is Anne and I can read that one. She said she heard my recipe for cheesy oats on the podcast and they were yummy. She shared the recipe with Greg and they're going down a storm. So for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, I put cheese in my baked oats. You know, do you know what baked oats are, guys? Instead of like sweet things, I put cheese in them. Maybe a few chives if they're knocking around and maybe a bit of onion. And Anne liked it, I'm very proud to say. There you go, I can cook.
I think one of the... I wrote a blog post, actually, this week for the Slimming World blog. Just in case you haven't been to visit it, it's slimmingworld.co.uk/blog. Tons of really helpful advice there. And they asked me to guest write a post. And so it went out on Friday last week. And I put on there 10 previous episodes that I think that might help members to listen to right now. Because it's obviously... it's just a strange, weird time, isn't it? Without getting to go to a physical group. We put together this list of the top 10. And one of them was, I think it's possibly our most popular episode that people talk about, is Embrace Loneliness. And we had an email from the PAR saying, thank you for this episode so much. I've currently been grieving over my friendship group as the dynamic has changed and we don't fill each other's blocks anymore. It has given me the courage to move on in the grieving process, which will, of course, help me with my weight loss. So it's, I mean, I'm ever amazed about how that episode, how you all interpret the things that we talked about, because we just kind of hit record and talk from the heart quite often, and how you guys kind of take the conversation that we have and how, you know, apply some of those ideas that we have to your own life. I really find it absolutely fascinating.
It's mad, isn't it? How I remember that podcast that we did, it was a Sunday morning, and I just remember we were sat on this bench and we just opened our hearts to each other, didn't we? And it just was, it's something that we recognised in our own lives, actually, that losing weight changed our lives in bigger ways that I think we ever thought were possible, really. And that loneliness is, I think, a part of something you have to go through to come out the other side.
Now, one thing that we're all dreaming about right now is probably getting out of this weirdness and having a lovely summer holiday with some kind of cold mocktail drink in our hands, our shades on, looking hot in some kind of bikini or swimming trunks, and going on a beautiful holiday. Anyone else? I'm kind of potentially thinking of that. So Deb's from Lincoln sent us an email Her and her partner Oliver are doing Slimworld because they are preparing for their wedding, which is happening in October this year. They started their journey in September last year. They listened to our episode prepping for a holiday, and it's got them super excited to stay in control when they go on their honeymoon to Mexico. Did I say that right? Mexico? I can't speak Spanish.
Don't ask me. Anyway, can't speak English.
Deb said she had lost 3 stone with another diet plan in 2013, but she put it all back on. She reached her highest weight in September last year, but now she's back with Slimming World. She's determined that this time will be different. She's 2 stone, 9 pounds down, and she's really looking forward to just getting to target and maintain it. She feels so much more confident about herself, and she's excited to wear her wedding dress and get a whole new wardrobe. What? The positivity booming.
How incredible. I mean, by October as well, we could be like legally allowed to marry them. Do you think is anyone else up for that?
This could be a side business, right?
I'm really feeling that this could be like, I've had a few people meet in my Slimming World groups over the years, and I feel this is another service we could offer. We could always do it after group, you know, when image therapy's done, pop in the other room. You know what my venue's like. The chairs are often covered in, like, white fabric. We could do a wedding.
You just mix up your Slimmer of the Week certificates with the marriage certificates, though, wouldn't you?
And we could give them the basket. It could be a goer. Would anybody else be up for it? No. Yeah, Sarah's up for it. Yeah, no. Lynn's not favouring my wedding idea. Right. Sorry.
Right. We've also got to wish good luck, because we know there were some people in the group that I went to this week who will be getting on to Ramadan, which is happening later this week. So Ramadan Mubarak to all of you guys, the Muslim listeners that we have. And then we also have been collecting lists of places and things that you do whilst listening. I mean, I'm ever amazed by this, because obviously the flexibility of the podcast means that you can listen wherever, whenever you want. Sounds like a bit of a Shakira song.
I like to listen in a bath.
Really?
Anybody else listen in a bath? Like, yes. Yes, we've got some bath listeners here. Like, you know, chill out, put it on in the bath. No, we've got to give us something in the bath, okay?
Well, there's some way weirder places than that. I mean, a lot of you send us pictures of what you're doing whilst you're listening, which I really enjoy that, actually. Sometimes they're just a picture of a bit of grass. No, not in the bath. Come on. Draw the line. Rob sent us a picture of a lovely sunset whilst he was on his evening walk listening. Lucy, who is somewhere on the Zoom, listens to us on her daily walk. Now Kay may be on the call. She is currently listening to us record this podcast, possibly in her pajamas. So respect for that. I like this one, right? This, the way that SW Foodie Queen sent us this message, made me smile, actually. She listens while she rides her horse in the fields. It's just her horse and her headphones, and that's how she listens. Sounds like bliss, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's someone here that does it. Is it Carter?
Yeah.
Catching up with a podcast whilst I complete day 9 of hula hooping.
I know.
This could be my new exercise. My member's always telling me about weighted hula hoops. Is anybody a hula hooper here? Anybody do it?
Mm.
No. We've got Fiona certain nodding. No, I'm going to get a hula hoop. It could be the way forward, couldn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I tried it at a party a little while ago, and I couldn't even manage more than 2.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it's hard. Apparently,
but if it's weighted, it's easier, apparently.
Oh,
there you
okay.
go.
Amy sent us a message too, sent us an email, actually. She's been a Slimmer World member about 5 times over the years. Most recently, she's lost over 3 stone for her wedding last year, took her eye off the ball and put 2.5 stone quite quickly afterwards back on. Anyway, to cut a long story short, she rejoined in September and she's now only 4 pounds away from target, although it's proving a bit stubborn to get rid of the last 4 pounds. Now, she talks about how she's a keen runner and she listens to podcasts when she trains and recently did a half marathon and said our banter got her over the finish line. Oh. So congratulations. But what really caught her eye was that one of the things she does when she listens, now she started a new hobby, is she does hand embroidery. embroidery. Wow. Remember we talked about crocheting? We were like, there's a whole raft of listeners who love knitting and crocheting whilst they listen to the podcast, which blew my mind. Is there someone here?
Oh, I can see someone holding up a crochet. Wendy.
Wendy has a... Oh, see, she's knitting right now as she's doing it. Unbelievable. Hayley started knitting to keep her fingers out the fridge. And that's basically what Amy said here in her email. She said, what's good about it is it stops her having a spare hand to shovel food in her mouth. And so she's hoping she'll get to Target in the next couple of weeks. But she did actually send us a picture. Did you see this, Anna? Like these little... a hand embroidery... pouch thing, and on it she had embroidered the words "Free food is your friend." And in her email she said, "Can you pass on a forwarding address and I'll post one to you?" And actually I replied saying, "Actually, do you know what? Don't send it to us. We appreciate the gesture. What we're going to say is take those two little pouches you've got and post it to somebody who's in your group right now, because she's still Zooming. Post one of those to someone in your virtual group who might need a bit of extra support right now, and that will cheer them up." You've got to spread the ripple, haven't you?
That's the whole point. It really, really is. And it will come back tenfold. Thank you, though. I've just had a jumper design that says "Free food is your friend" on the front.
Great. Wow.
Yeah, you might have one too, Claire. You never know.
Oh. So fun things that people have been doing during their virtual groups. Slimming World Nana said that they played Higher and Lower during her Zoom call. I'm guessing that was about sins and things like that. Bit of fun. Yeah. And consultants, actually, we wanted to create a bit of a space on the podcast as well to shout out consultants, because a lot of you we hear are obviously your members as well as consultants. And right now is probably especially a difficult time, as you guys have had to get up to grips with new tech. You've got a different way to connect with your members. Your members need you more than ever, but you've also got to deal with your own anxiety and your own stresses of being a member, which I imagine is quite difficult. So we had a few different shout outs here, which we will just quickly whiz through. Charlene over in Ireland called us Slimazing, which made me laugh. She says that the passion and belief that we put out on Slimming World in this podcast is really rejuvenating her, and it's making her come back to the core of what Slimming World is, the plan that she fell in love with, and about the care and the passion for helping members. She says it makes her feel like she's a better consultant because she's her little top-up of group, and that she uses Monday night to listen to the podcast. It's her night for her to be a better slimmer, and that way she can be as inspired as possible for her members. Loves the fun, the facts and the distractions from real life. So that made me smile.
Oh, I love that. Zoe sent us a message, didn't she? She's a Target member. It's her second year as a Diamond Target, and she's been with Slimming World over 4 years and lost 4 stone. And she said that her consultant, Liz, is so honest and makes all the group feel so supportive. She's not just a consultant, but she's also a member of the group. She's honest about her own struggles. She weighs in when she's on holiday abroad and shares her experiences. It's taken time for her to know kind of about her journey and share it with us, but we just want to congratulate her on her losses. She truly is the best consultant I know and have had the pleasure to meet. Yeah.
That's amazing. And that, I think, is what we're talking about, maybe us as members understanding and recognising our consultants as members too, and seeing that as a cyclical kind of relationship, rather than putting you guys on a pedestal and expecting you to know everything and fix everything for us.
Yeah. But I just want to personally shout out every consultant out there, because I don't know about you, I've been doing this a long time, but what has happened in the last 5 weeks has, one minute I've been ecstatic and excited, the next minute I've been crying, then I see my members and it's been incredible, but the power, the courage, the strength that these people out there have had is absolutely insane. And I know that we've got a couple of people on here who are actually starting as consultants, and they're doing their very first groups ever virtually. So they're not launching as normal consultants, they're launching into a virtual world. So if you can do it virtually, you can do it in a group. Group is so much easier than virtually. So big shout out. I know I've got a lovely lady, Sarah, nodding at me right now, who I'm guessing is a consultant and feeling like that as well. So, you know, big shout out to all of you out there, and Helen as well, who's on here, and I know it's consultant.
Mm. So Debs runs 4 groups in Leicestershire. She tagged us in one of her Instagram posts. We must say before we read this message, as a member herself, Debs has lost a stone during lockdown. Wow. Oh. I mean, how inspiring is that to have that person as your consultant? In her post, she put, "So proud of my members. They are doing a fantastic job of keeping themselves on plan during lockdown. I couldn't be prouder. There were a few concerns of old habits creeping in through boredom, anxiety and stress that was leaning some of us to get back to our old triggers. It made me realise that I too was leaning back on alcohol as a crutch and as a reward for getting through another busy day stuck. When I went home, I went back and I listened to episode 4 of the podcast, Alcohol Free, Friend or Foe. And I now know what I want, and that's to leave this lockdown 2 stone lighter, not heavier. Today it starts. I'm focusing on my health and well-being and why it's so important. I need to stop making excuses as to why it's okay to keep overindulging. Who's with me?" What?
She can't see the clap she's getting, but yes!
Oh, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well done.
Unbelievable, is it? I mean, I was just like, wow. I mean, who wouldn't want to, you know, have that kind of energy from someone as a consultant? So congratulations, Deb. So I had to give that as a consultant shout out this month.
Incredible. And, you know,
if other people here are listening and they want to shout out to their consultant so they get that next month, let us know. Because, you know, as Anna said, it's a really tough time. There's so many different plates that consultants are spinning, but we need you as members. We really need you now more than we've ever needed you.
We also need you, and I'm sure any consultant out there will tell you, do you know one of the things that's keeping me going is I get up, I do 6 sessions a week. I've got to love you, I've got to support you, I've got to help you. I don't know what I'd do if I was like my poor husband who's gone from working 60 hours a week to nothing. Like, it's amazing that I've got this focus. So thank you to the members as well. Mm. Really, really, they are helping us.
Right, let's jump on to some of the questions that we've received. I titled this little kind of mini subsection as "There's Always an Excuse." Now, I know that the lady who sent us this message on Instagram is on the call with us, so I'm going to spring it on her because she tagged us in an Instagram story earlier where she was out walking through the park. She was getting really excited about this amazing dress that she was going to wear for the call tonight, and then she sent us a picture looking fine, wearing a dress, and now I could see her connected, looking super glam. The hair looks great. She knows I'm coming to her now. I think I've given enough a teaser. It's Jess. How are you, Jess?
I'm good, thank you.
We've got to highlight you, right? Because in your message, you know, I called it "There's Always an Excuse." You know, your question was, how do you stay focused while going through these big life events and changes? But I think you should probably tell people some of the things that you have done over the last few months so you can hear yourself say it.
I know, it's a little bit crazy because a year ago I was studying my master's degree and I was doing swimming world.
Oh.
I was doing my master's degree and doing Slimming World, and I was doing really well with Slimming World and staying focused on both things. And then I finished, I passed, I graduated and got a job 2 months later, and that was in October, and pretty much my weight has been static since then. It's because, yeah, new job and then this, so it's just been one big life change after another, and just sort of stuck now, I guess.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got the master's degree. This is no mean feat. I'm someone who did a master's and it almost broke me. It is so difficult to get this stuff. You got a new job. Amazing, yeah. Right? You got through Christmas. Amazing. Yeah. You know, all this stuff, it feels like you've overcome that, and the lessons that you've learned from doing that, surely you've got these tools that are waiting for you to tap into if you need to.
Yeah, definitely. And this week, my group and a friend of mine have been really, really helpful trying to get me back on track, because I had a really big gain this week, post-Easter stuff. I just lost track doing, and I've been so close to my 2-stone award so many times now. But yeah, it's just staying focused while this is all happening right now is incredibly hard. Every time I think I've got the hang of it, you know, the news or something or whatever. I've lost 2 friends in the last few weeks as well. One to the virus and one to cancer. So it's been grief on top of that as well. And it's difficult, but this week I'm feeling really, really focused. Running, I've started doing the couch to 10K because I can't go to the gym and I love going to the gym. And I'm trying to, I've got my journal with me, but I'm writing my Slimming World journal every day again, because that does help me stay focused.
Can I just say something? First of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'm really so sorry for your losses. It's a horrendous time, isn't it? It really is. And I think, do you know what's got to be celebrated more than anything is the fact that you're trying, because there are so many people out there who may have given up when you haven't given up, or may have, you know, gone and piled so much weight on and just kind of let go. And I think what always helps me in really difficult times, and what I often say to my members, is concentrate on just taking a step forward, not about perfection. Because as people trying to lose weight, what we desperately try to do is be perfect all the time, and we just can't be. And if you feel like you're not being perfect, you must feel like you've failed. So I was saying to a lady in a very similar position to you this week, let's concentrate on one thing you can do. Let's nail one thing. And that journal, oh my God, what an epic start. Like, if you could just concentrate on that, everything's going to fall into place. But
yeah,
I would say cut yourself some slack. You can't be brilliant at everything all the time. And also, and I say this to Claire a lot, do you know, the last year that Claire and I have both had personally, professionally, everything has been a whirlwind. And the fact that we're both still standing and not 10 stone heavier, I think we need to celebrate. And I think that's what maybe you need to recognise. Weight loss can't always be the top of the priority list, can it? So I know you're going to smash it. I mean, look at the leopard print get-up. You can't not smash it. That's well done, but just be kind to yourself, darling.
Thank you. Can I just say, give a shout out to my consultant Tracy, because she listens to this podcast as well. She loves it, and she's always telling her group to listen as well. So she's amazing.
Oh, truly. Big shout out! Where in the country are you, darling?
Stevenage in Hertfordshire.
Well, congratulations, and may your weight fall off as you want it to.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, the other thing, Jess, was that there were a ton of other people who had sent us really similar questions as well. Like Helen had put a comment saying, I've fallen off the wagon and I've been run over by it. Then it seems to have reversed over me for good measure, about just kind of losing this focus and staying on track. There was one lady called Cindy. I don't think she could make it on the call today. But I thought that this might be something that you might want to hear, Jess and Helen and everybody else who's nodding away. Non-scale victories, because it's not all about the number on the scales. I maintained for the second time in a row, and considering everything is going on, it's an achievement on its own. I do know that with only £2 left to target, it's getting super difficult. However, non-scale victory I'm celebrating this week is, despite everything, I have not touched any of the Easter goodies my mum sent. Also, having 5 jars of Nutella in the house is absolute torture. Listening to the podcast reminded me to ask myself, what do I want more right now? The chocolate or getting to target? So with that in mind, I'm off to listen to another episode and plan my meals for the coming week. I mean,
I love
that's amazing, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing.
5 jars of Nutella. Like, that is strength, isn't it?
I remember when I lived with a housemate, I hope she never listens to this podcast, but she had a jar of Nutella in the kitchen, and I must have replaced that same jar, hundreds of times, because I'd basically just get a spoon when she was out and just eat. I had to eat the whole thing and then go buy it and replace it before she got home. But then the next week she'd be out and I'd do the same thing. So she never used to eat it. It was always there, and I knew it was there, and I'd go and eat the same jar. It was awful.
You never eat it?
I didn't even eat it. No, she never ate it, so she never knew. If I hadn't replaced it, she wouldn't have noticed. But I needed it.
No, you needed it. That's what you put in each week. Good luck, Jessie.
Right, so, Kirsty. Do you want to read this one?
Go on. So, Kirsty sent us a really interesting question about metabolism and all of that. So, food optimising better than usual. No social gatherings or office treats too concerning. But last week I gained a pound and all I've done this week is lose that pound. I'm feeling really despondent now as everyone outside Slimming World seems to be face planting the wine, cake, biscuits and keeping motivation is so much more difficult. Do you think your metabolic rate slows down because we're only allowed out to be active once a day, or are there any other factors that you have heard about?
What is the answer, consultant?
No pressure. So, first thing I need to tell you, please don't worry. I lost, as a lot of you know, it was about 3 stone 9 with a spine injury. A lot of that on a spinal board, flat on my back. I couldn't be active, so I ate myself sick. So please don't worry about lack of activity. But a really important thing to acknowledge is that I think a lot of us, and I used to, thought about like the metabolism like a muscle, like an organ, and something we could pep up and slow down and do all that with, like by drinking a bit of green tea or going for a run, you suddenly get a kind of faster metabolic rate. It's so much more complicated than that. So please don't worry that kind of not going for a walk, not drinking your green tea or, you know, eating shed loads of chilies is going to slow it down. What I have found, and this is only my personal experience of my members and my own journey, is that in this kind of lockdown situation, people have maybe not been nailing it as much as they previously may have been with stuff like the speed food, because we just haven't been able to get as much access to it. Or there may have been a few things that have crept in. So my honest kind of thought process would be, if you haven't got the weight loss you want, strip it back, go back to basics. And Claire is one of the biggest examples I've ever seen of this. When Claire really wants a cracking weight loss, she writes it down. She writes everything down. She knows where the speed is, the protein is. She counts every single thing. You know what? It's not geeky, it's brilliant. But I always think, don't get cross, get fascinated. Let's write it down. Let's really go through and have a little look. Do I need to shake something up? Do I need to do something differently? And kind of don't doubt yourself, because it could just be one of those really annoying weeks, couldn't it? You know, I was due a brilliant weight loss this week and I didn't get it. I got a weight gain because I know, unfortunately, hormones have played a part in that. But I know for that weight loss to show next week, I've got to nail food optimizing and not let any kind of cheeky chocolate or anything like that creep in. So yeah, just to alleviate your worries, your metabolic rate will not have slowed because you're only out once a day.
Okay, something a little bit more serious. Anxiety, as I mentioned before, has been one of the top words, if we had to search in our inbox right now, that is coming up. So many people, we're not going to say all your names because some of the stories you told us are quite personal. So a couple of the phrases that people have been saying, talked about anxiety attacks, you know, basically feeling quite lonely, feeling quite lost, asking us for help on coping and handling cravings and food when you're feeling anxious. People who have never really had anxiety before and kind of getting to grips with what it is. And they've normally a very upbeat, get up and go type of person, and enjoy running around and looking after everyone else. But as soon as the lockdowns come in, they've been having these feelings come up and really struggling as if this is something really alien. And it's hitting people quite hard. That's the general thing. And people here are talking about some days they just want to have a good cry. And that's completely normal. you know, the separation from families as well. One lady here talks about how difficult it is that her mom's in a care home. She's not able to see her daughter. Two young grandchildren are away as well, and it physically hurts her right now. She's lost 6.5 stone, this lady. So she knows what she's doing. She's a really active social person. So when it's times like this, what should or can people be doing to just give themselves a bit of a break? She's saying, hoping you as my in-between group gurus can shine some light and advice my way. You know, we've talked, Anna, haven't we, about how this pendulum, I keep mentioning the pendulum because it feels like it's a weird thing to put words to, isn't it? The roller coaster that we're going through.
Yeah. I'm almost not blessed, but I've had anxiety issues since I was 11 years old. I started with panic attacks. So I've lived my life with panic attacks. I've lived my life, with depression and all of that. And I know you've had similar, Claire. And I think for a lot of people, anxiety right now in lockdown is really, really new. I know my hubby is really struggling with a lot of it, you know, from being so busy and kind of all of that and going to, we no man's land, aren't we? We don't know whether we're coming or going. So the first thing that I talked to my husband about was saying, accept it, let's own it. Let's say it's okay and feel it. Because I think what a lot of us try and do is block it. I'm too scared to feel these anxious feelings because they're so alien to me that we almost run away from it. But actually addressing what is making me anxious, is there anything that's triggering that anxiety? So for me, two things I've had to do, stop stepping, watching the news, because I was watching the news about 10 hours a day. I don't know if anybody else was, and absolutely terrified myself. Also, social media, and we've talked about this before, Claire, was frying my head, absolutely frying my head. So really acknowledging that if there's anything that's kind of triggering yourself around that, but also knowing that you need your group and you need your support system. If you're a Slimming World member, really, really kind of locking into that group support that is there virtually, because what we found in our groups is that one person says it out loud, but the whole group is feeling the same thing, aren't they? So I think, you know, getting the support where you can, but also looking at techniques that might really help you to manage that anxiety. If you are able to go outside and get some fresh air, I know that that will really, really help. Claire, you're a massive advocate of like activity for your mental health, aren't you, and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think like I normally do meditation anyway, but I think when your mind's already busy, the last thing you can do is sit down and do meditation. It's quite a gear change, isn't it, to go from that. So I'm not finding that that's really working for me like it normally does. But yoga it helps me slow my breath, and it means that I switch off my brain and there's no screens, and I'm just kind of focusing on moving my body and my breath. When I say there's no screens, I mean I've got my phone with an app. There's loads of yoga apps that are free that you can try. There's Yoga for Adrienne, which is on YouTube. And that's just kind of, and it's something I can do at home, you know, because a lot of us are restricted or shielded or vulnerable, so we can't go out. But that's something I can do, you know, on my bedroom floor or in my office floor here or on my garden lawn. Going for a walk, I mean, we're entitled, many of us are anyway, sorry Anna, but to do that 30 minute exercise daily, use that 30 minutes, you know. Sometimes it can just be something small, like I dug out my Spotify, put my headphones on, and I listened to an old track that I hadn't listened to in ages and ages. Like, one of the tracks that always cheers me up is Boston, More Than a Feeling. I don't know why, but it's just absolute classic for air guitaring. And I can just forget about everything, because that song is like a good 4 or 5 minutes long. And I can just forget about everything and just listen. And each time I just concentrate on a different instrument. You know, I might listen to the guitar one time, and then I might re-listen to it and listen to the drums. And it's whatever your mindfulness is, that could be what it is. Meditation doesn't have to mean just sitting in a room and listening to some person drone on about listening to your breath and slowing down your breath. Meditation and mindfulness is whatever you need it to be to help you switch off. So, you know, and I'm reading more. I'm not journaling as much as I used to, because I feel a little bit that I can't really kind of quite work out what my feelings are doing from 1 minute to the next. So that feels a little bit overwhelming. But I'm drawing, I'm writing. I'm just trying to do anything that can mean I can get it out. You know, yeah. Get it out of what you're thinking in a healthy way rather than putting a load of food in.
Yes, good spot. Also, a thing that really helps, and I think someone's just said it on the little chat on here as well, is routine. For me, trying to keep to some sort of routine. If you've got kids, it's slightly easier, though, because you have to wake up and you have to do that. But, you know, getting up, getting dressed, you know, putting some makeup on, doing my hair, making breakfast, then going and doing some jobs. And rather than, I think, in this time, you could just really easily lose any sense of what day it is, what time it is. And that can almost make you a bit more anxious, can't it? So trying to get connections with your old kind of outside life. But also the thing that's really helping me, two things. I've got a little jar that I created with all the things I want to do when I'm out of lockdown. Okay, so every time I think, oh, you know, I want to take Daisy to the zoo, or I'd love to go for a coffee, or like, I'm a proper high maintenance girl. So the first thing I'm doing is going to get my nails done, my hair done, a tan done. I'm that type of girl. So I put them all in the jar because I know they're making me super happy, and concentrating on the positive things rather than concentrating on those negative things. Another thing is talking to people, just picking up the phone, you know, ringing up my mum, my best friend, to just think, I feel a bit crap today. You know what I mean? Help me out here. So I think really just knowing you're not alone is really, really key, and that there are so many different ways to connect. There are so many different things going on, you know, virtually, online, in your community. The thing that I've noticed is people, like, I don't know if you guys have got it going on, but there's like workouts on the road, social distancing, you know, doing a workout. There's loads of neighbours supporting each other. So I think if you are feeling anxious, say it out loud and then connect with people who may be feeling the same way. There are a lot of charities out there that are doing a lot of work with people that are feeling anxious at this time, especially. But your Slimming World group and your consultant are right by your side if you've got one of those as well.
You know, just the hardest thing, I think, is that I just really miss, like, some major people in my life. In fact, I can actually say to one person in particular who is on this call that I really miss them, and I think she knows that I really miss her, and I know that she really misses me too, because we haven't seen each other since the middle of February. And
she's not talking about me, are you?
No, but I wonder, I don't know what she's doing because she's not got a video on, but I'm going to unmute her and see whether she is paying attention. Anne's iPad, also known as Mommy Freeman, Mommy Bear, are you there?
I am. She's there.
I put you on the spot. Aww.
I knew you would do that.
So you know that I miss you and I love you, but I have to give you a special shout out on the podcast because you are a long time listener of the podcast. And you have had some major, major wins during lockdown and 2020. Would you like to reveal to people what your wins have been?
Well, I've lost a stone since beginning of January.
It's amazing.
Anne, well done you.
And I've lost 8 inches of my body as well.
8 inches, right? Yes. But then I did ask you whether you measured your knees for Anna.
I did.
Did you lose inches off your knees? Because if you haven't measured your knees, guys, measure them knees.
1 inch.
Oh, you see, it's really true. It's about these non-scale victories. Do you know what? If you can come away each week and go, look, I've got a smaller knee, what more do you need from your life?
Oh, Anne, I'm so happy for you. Thanks, Anna.
Well done, you.
Right, I'll stop embarrassing you now. I'll let you carry on. She's probably, well, I know that she's got a leopard print scarf on. That's what I know. Aww, so
beautiful to have you here, Anne.
Yeah. So, snacks was the other thing. Snacks.
From mum to snacks.
Yes, like, I know.
It was segue there, Claire.
It was
segue.
It really was, wasn't it? There's another person who I just want to say hello to on the group. He's currently got sunglasses on. He is not a mammal. That is what we've learnt. And he has lost 3 stone as a Slimming World member. Billy Brooker, which sounds like, Billy, it sounds like a cowboy name. It's so cool.
Just to start off with, these are not sunglasses, it's a prescription because I'm half blind.
Okay. So you sent us some pictures which were incredible, before and after pictures, and you kind of on your journey, aren't you? Kind of almost halfway, but yeah. You wanted to shout out your consultant. I'm giving you the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's Sharon Hiles from the St Matthew's Group in Northampton. I mean, when I joined Slimming World last year, I was able to exercise more. And last August, I did the 50-mile challenge for cancer research, and I was able to walk 150 miles for the whole of August.
Wow.
Oh, wow, Billy. And I've just seen on here that you've gone from a triple XL since you joined to an XL.
Yeah, and a size, and a size 42 waist to a 34 waist.
Wow. Amazing. Now, you did send us a question. There was a reason I said snacks. What was your question?
I need to know about more healthy snacks, because at the moment I'm trying to distract myself from snacking where I'm getting bored in the lockdown.
Yep, I hear you. Right. Anna, let's decode snacks. Thanks, Billy. Let's decode snacks, because I think we talked about this before. Many people are really... cool with their meals, and then come late night or in between, or as some people are now working from home and their kitchen happens to also become their office, their arms reach away from the fridge or whatever else is near, and they somehow seem to sit there and manage to do their emails and then reach in the kitchen and eat at the same time. I mean, some would say that that's absolutely amazing multitasking. But
I think that's body magic. Everything counts.
But so snacking, okay. What do you do?
So a couple of things that I have learned over the last 20 years, mostly from my amazing members. I always go back to free food first. Am I really, really full from my free food? Because if I can pack three really good meals in, I know I'm less likely to be in that kind of, oh, I'm a bit peckish, what should I go and eat? So go back to free food. Is your breakfast working for you? Are you getting a little bit peckish around 11 o'clock? You know, have you had enough protein in your breakfast, or does that need a little bit more kind of work on it? Are you kind of really looking at the structure of your meals so that they are keeping you full as well with that speed free? I also always have leftovers in the fridge. I ate spaghetti bolognese at 10:29 this morning, because my porridge at 6:42 hadn't really cut it. So I went and had some spag bol, because that was free, that was safe, that was great, it was warm and it was tasty. I also will always go for it, a lot of my members do it, cold meats in the fridge if you eat meat, or like a veggie alternative. I love loads of pasta salad, rice salad and fruit and kind of veg cut up. Another one of my favourites is a good old Slimming World hummus. You can't go wrong with that, because you'll get your speed free in as well. So yeah, just trying to think about the free food that you love and how can that be kind of formed into snacks. Because if you're like me, Billy, or anybody out there, if I open a packet of crisps, I get the taste for the packet of crisps, and I'm really want more, because a little packet of, you know, four sin crisps, I could drink that packet, you know what I mean? It wouldn't touch the side. So if I really want a good snack, could it be something, you know, like eggs or something that's free? That would be my recommendation. I mean, Claire, what would you do now? Because I guess what you may have snacked on this time last year is totally different now. Is it banana skins? What's the thing?
I mean, I'm getting better at fruit, actually. Apple and a tablespoon of peanut butter or jam. That's kind of quite a nice little sweet treat. Carrots
and
hummus.
Jam.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just something to dunk it in, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also carrots and hummus. Been having like the coconut milk, the one that's healthy extra A, with like some of the cacao latte things, which is nice to have like as a bit of a sweet treat in the evening. But I mean, just looking at some of the guys, what the guys are saying here, pickled eggs, homemade hummus, apple sprinkled with cinnamon, boiled eggs, satsumas, cooked chickens, then we will chips. God, there's loads and loads of recommendations. Wow.
Do you know what just came up? An easy peel. like, I love an easy peel or a mini baby bell because it does two things. It keeps your hands busy and your mouth busy.
Mm.
And I think that's a really important thing. Also, drinking. For me, when I really want a snack, I have a cup of tea. And I don't know if you've tried it. There's a couple of different makes. The biscuit brews. Has anybody tried that? The tea that tastes like a digestive biscuit. I can see Hannah, Matt, nodding at me. She's trying a biscuit brew. They're really good if you kind of want that sweet hit as well. But I miss crunch a lot of the time. So I go for things like carrots because they just really help. You know, I try and stay away from the triggers because I know one packet of crisps and a little kind of cake bar or something, I'm going to want 47. Mm.
Another question that has come up, which we don't know the answer to, okay? A couple of people are asking whether Stoma will be bringing out any more vegan-friendly products. There's the Mac and Green ready meal, which is already out. But a couple of people are asking whether there's going to be a vegan hi-fi bar. We don't know the answer to this yet, Anna.
We don't
do we?
Know. I know the last time we had a chat with someone that maybe looks at those things, it was looking quite difficult because I think what we've got to understand about vegan produce in like mass marketed stuff is to be certified as vegan, it has to hit a lot of kind of checkpoints. And I think from what I remember last, and it could have changed, is that the factory where the hi-fis were made didn't kind of hit all those things. So we are fully aware, and head office are, and the team that looks after it, that we have many more vegan members. We have got a new dish that's coming out, but again, we don't know all the information, so we're going to put it to the people that do, aren't we, Claire?
Slimmer of the lockdown, Skinny Fish, oh, no name, that's Insta, on Insta, asks, is Slimmer World introducing a Slimmer of the Lockdown award for me to aim for? Group and the podcast are reassuringly normal presence right now. Is this an official award?
Normal? I'm just worried that she said normal. No, there is a certificate that is floating around social media that looks like Slimming World's made it, Slimmer of the Lockdown. It's not an official thing. Some groups are running it with like little special presents, but no, it's not something that from up high is coming down. Because a lot of members are weighing each week and coming to the Zoom calls and losing weight. But yeah, I think, you know, we're having a little joke in my groups that we will be celebrating Slimmer of the Lockdown. We've got a lady that wants to come out five stone lighter. She's hoping that this lasts till December because she wants to be Slimmer of the Lockdown. But no, nothing official.
Oh, see, Amy here on the call has lost 8 pounds in the last 3 weeks in lockdown.
What? Where's Amy? Congratulations. I'm going to be at Target.
Hang on.
I've decided.
Amy, just tell us a couple of things that you've done that have kind of got you that result.
My diary.
Oh, wow. Watermelons on the front of it. Yep.
Yeah. And exercising every day, having the time to be my best slimmer for me has made me like really go for it, make it like my mission to come out at Target. That's my mission, so I'm hoping a few more weeks more and I might get there.
I love that. That's what I've decided, because I'm on lockdown till the end of June because of my shield. I'm just thinking, I'm coming out and my members are going to be like, who's that woman that's just walked into a group? Like, I don't know her. I'm excited. I love the fact that you're using this in such a positive way as well, Amy. Well done.
Yeah, I've been slimmer of the week for the last 2 weeks.
I bet your consultant's better than me and worked out how to give it to you virtually. I just have to write them up and hold them up like this.
Yeah, she just shows it up.
I've got a pile of them down there. Oh, congratulations, darling.
Well done. So some people are obviously talking about if they can get out of this lockdown the same or protected their weight loss, then that will be a result, right? There's so many people who are saying that. So much so that we'll give you guys a little teaser that's going to be next week's episode. We kind of thought that was quite important, Anna, didn't we?
We did. We've been really thinking about how we could kind of help and support you, and that's going to be what we're really focusing on.
Yeah.
How can stay in control.
Protect your journey from lockdown sabotage is going to be next week's episode. Couple of things just to remain to finish on. Joining Slimming World, even if groups aren't in person. So Rachel dropped us an email. She actually called us normal, hilarious humans. She meet us in person and she'll be very disappointed, I think. So she said that basically she's never been a member before, but she's thinking about joining. Friends who have done the plan have said it's a great plan, but it might not work for her because she only has a stone to lose. Is that valid? She was also talking about soya milk because she's a total tea addict and worried she'd have to give it up, and that would be all her sins gone. Well, I can answer that one and say, soya milk, as long as it's unsweetened or light, you can use as your healthy extra A allowance. So knock that one on the head. But what is this thing about if you've only got a stone to lose, whether it's worth it? And if you're joining now, can you join now when they're still doing virtual groups? What's the advice on that?
Oh my gosh. Yes, of course you can. One of the most exciting things that's happened kind of out of this lockdown, and I know the consultants on here that are listening will probably agree, is that we're getting people coming and joining that probably could have never have joined before or could take part. So yeah, this week I had 11 new members join that I've never met apart from in Zoom. So yes, come on, find your local group. The Slimming World Switchboard team can help you with that, or the online system. I don't think it's updating at the moment with that, so you're probably better on calling or looking on like social media for that. But yes, come along. In terms of only having a stone to lose, I have loads of members that only come in with a little bit of weight to lose, and it will absolutely work for you 100%. There is nothing that you would have to do differently because it's weight to lose, and that's what you can do in the Slimming World. So yeah, don't worry.
There you go. So anyone thinking, there you go. And the final thing that we wanted to do was to firstly thank anybody who listens to our podcast who, or a member, if you are working for the NHS right now, because we salute you for the work that you're doing. A lot of the people who are doing essential work, who are having to leave their homes and put themselves at risk in order to protect the rest of us normal peeps. We really do thank you. And Claire actually sent us a post. So the guys who are on the call, get ready to type some suggestions here. What Claire needs help with is any ideas for easy dishes that frontline workers can knock up and batch cook for easy on-the-go meals. She's got work long days. She's got, you know, not a lot of time. There's obviously a lot going on in their lives. What would we recommend as a quick, easy dish? Jacket potato for me.
Oh, I'd go for, I'm obsessed by lentil dal that one of my members is making. But I don't know if you could see, Claire, the stream on here. We've just had chili, a bit more chili, and then salad in a jar. I was only talking about this on my group the other week, salad in a jar, because you make it in like a glass lockable jar and it will last for ages. Up to a week, I got out of my lettuce. Christmas quiche, a bag of veg and tuna with light mayo, lamb Rogan Josh from a well-known supermarket. Let's have a little look. Cheese and potato pie. Oh my God, that sounds insane, Billy. Overnight oats, spag bol, frittata, egg wrap, stir fry, fajitas, noodles, Slimming World ready meals, couscous, bulgur wheat. Cheap as creepers, you can type fast, can't you? Veg couscous, dirty rice, slow cooker, lots of pasta, soup, paella, baked beans.
Wow.
There's lots. Soup maker, scotch eggs, orzo, slow cooker, chickpea dal loaf, soup, pasta, spag bol. I put all of those on my little list as well. A little tip of mine, frozen jacket potatoes. So bulk cook 8 in a go, whack them in the freezer, and then they only need 5 minutes in the microwave afterwards. Tin of beans, a little baby bell, and put the baby bell in the jacket potato and pour the beans on in the microwave. It's a winner.
I really enjoy how that people watching can really get to grips with all your weird little hand gestures that you do as you record the podcast. It's like your hands do so much more of the explaining, just to like kind of reiterate the point. It's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that so many people who have taken the time on a Sunday evening to watch this have got to enjoy and witness that for themselves.
My child does it now. When she gets excited about something, she starts doing this and filters. It's what I've taught her. I'm just very expressive.
Oh, no, don't change. Please don't ever change. Oh, my goodness.
She talks about nearly 40. It's not going to happen. Oh, dear.
Right. I think that we've kind of rattled on for a pretty long episode for this, but there's been so many different questions, so many different people, and I think you have to agree, for our point of view, it's been lovely to talk to some of you guys who are on the call, who are long-term listeners, who are members. There's so many of you that I wish I could just shout out, and I've recognised so many of faces, your names, from you connecting with us on Instagram, from you emailing us and telling us your life stories. It's forever so great to kind of connect with you. Do keep doing that, because like we say, we're still looking for future ideas of what support do you really need? What kind of episodes do you want us to kind of look at doing over the next few weeks? We're going to continue doing our episodes recorded on Zoom, probably mostly in our pajamas rather than proper outfits like we are wearing now. No offense, Anna, but like, I don't need to brush my hair for you, do I?
Like, no, normally I would not have actually had makeup on. Aren't I normally like a bun on the top of my head, like in bed recording? Like, yeah, but it's been so nice tonight just to see all these faces and just really, you know, it's so nice to get some interaction, isn't it? Because yeah. Sometimes Claire and I just rattle on and we don't know what anyone's thinking, but we've had some positive facial reactions to what we're saying. So that always makes people like we're not having too much rubbish.
And who knows? We may be able to do listeners' questions live a little bit more often like this. It could become a future thing. We'll see how it all works. For time check, we don't normally do time checks, but it's 10 o'clock on a Sunday. I have 3 hours to edit the podcast to make sure I get the promise that we publish at 1 a.m. every Monday morning and stay on track. Do you reckon I can do it?
Yes. Should I just make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah,
I can hear my child screaming next door and daddy's having to deal with it. So I'm feeling I'm not coming out of this office till at least midnight and daddy's dealt with it. So if you need any help with the editing, I've got nothing else to do.
Right, whatever you're doing, try stay sane. We hope that some of the tips have really helped you. We'll be back next Monday with another episode. Come connect with us on Insta if you need that extra support. Drop us a message. Tell a friend about us. Subscribe, follow. Leave us a lovely review if you can, if you're on Apple Podcasts, and drop us a rating too. Thanks to the guys who are here. An audience round of applause. And to you guys listening from afar at home, enjoy your food.